This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In many state capitals these days, governors are faced with tough decisions about money. And Wisconsin is no exception. Yesterday, the state faced a deadlock over the design to appear on the back of the state commemorative quarter. A special committee handling the matter narrowed the choice down to two images. One, a dairy cow with a wheel of cheese, or two, an explorer with a canoe and a Native American. And the deadline for a decision was this afternoon.
Well, the committee went with the early exploration design, but late today, the Associated Press reported that Governor Jim Doyle overruled them and selected the cow design. The state had been divided into differing camps. Some thought the agricultural image was out of date. Those in favor of the canoe theme like the fact that it stressed Wisconsin history and the fact that the state claims to have the largest Native American population east of the Mississippi.
Columnist George Hesselberg of the Wisconsin State Journal in Madison had his own idea as to what should have been on the quarter.
You have to look at things that make Wisconsin great and famous, and everybody's always looking at dairy stuff, but when you think about everything that people have depended on Wisconsin for, I thought a Kohler toilet would be pretty good.
But that idea was flushed away early. Hesselberg says he later realized that an appropriate slogan was more important than the actual design.
Well, you know, Wisconsin Lottery is pretty big, so we could use our lottery slogan, which is, "You lose, ha-ha." Or we came up with a really good one last night, and that was, "Welcome to Wisconsin, we'll deep-fry anything."
And he points out that that motto would go well with the dairy theme because a great Wisconsin delicacy is deep-fried cheese curd.
And here's another opinion from Jeanette Mabee, a retired dairy farmer who lives outside of the town of Stoughton, Wisconsin. The farm once had 75 milking cows. She was a strong supporter of putting a cow on the back of the commemorative quarter.
That's what we're noted for. We were just down to my husband's army reunion last week, so we get to see quite a bit of the country, and we always take cheese, and they always look forward to us coming because of bringing the cheese from Wisconsin.
But Art Kumbalik doesn't go for the dairy motif at all. He's a columnist for Milwaukee's alternative weekly Shepherd Express, and he doesn't agree with the decision made by the state's coin committee.
I think they missed the thing about Wisconsin. This state is the beauty of this state. How do you represent beauty? I would have put Rita Hayworth on the back of the quarter, you know, a pinup of Rita Hayworth from the 40s. Now, I don't think she has any Wisconsin ties, but you know, you can't have everything.
The Wisconsin commemorative quarters are expected to be in circulation about a year from now. It will be the 30th state to have its quarters minted.